going deep. I'm going deep.
Yo, shout out to DJ Rampage for digging deep in those crates. I thought that Boss was so gangster. I had never heard, I think this is like 92, 93. I never heard a woman spit like this. I think Boss is from the West Coast. And like she was showing up, she was dressed like Dr. Dre and Snoop. I had the flannel shirt on and the Dickies, the khakis from back in the day. And Rampage, Jack Rampage, my big bro out on Mix Show Madness. He has made this show, the Rubicon and Lash Day Radio Network, with his production and music. Rampage is an amazing, pure badass DJ. And obviously a multi-platinum artist with Flip Mode. I think Rampage's solo album went gold. He was in the Lambo with Mariah Carey in the video with Busta Rhymes. Like Rampage has had a phenomenal career. It's really on the executive side and an entrepreneur. And we're just so fortunate to have Rampage as a part of the ticket. I started with Boss, not because it's just such a gangster song, but I was kind of inspired. Boss unfortunately passed away a few years ago from kidney failure. So Boss was on dialysis and having health problems. And I saw that D'Angelo passed away from pancreatic cancer. And I was just thinking, this is off the top of my head, people who I listened to and really respected and loved their music. Obviously, Fife, who had diabetes. They talked about his battle with type 1 diabetes in the documentary that A Tribe Called Quest did. MF Doom, man. I said all the time, MF Doom is my favorite artist. I cried when MF Doom passed away. He passed away a few years ago. J Dilla, who's my favorite producer. Dave Trugoy, De La Soul. And I say that De La Soul is putting out another album. Prodigy, Mobb Deep. I haven't even reviewed the Mobb Deep album on the Lanch Day Radio Network, the other show. I have to do a review for Infinite. That joint is fire. You would think that Prodigy was still alive. Heavy D, who had huge influence. You know, I think Heavy D low-key influenced a whole generation of talent, including Big. You know, Mr. C is a producer. Guru, I love Guru. Recently, Fat Man Scoop passed away, I believe that, and I want to be careful, but I believe that he was performing and had an event while performing and fell out on stage, which is terrible. And then you had people that passed away from COVID. I believe that K Slay, Fred the Godson, you had some people that passed away from COVID. And I just wanted to address it. I'm not going to sit here and wag my finger and say, look, well, you got to do better. You got to do this. You got to do that. I'm not going to do that. I have my own health challenges. I have Lyme disease. I've said it. So I got to get back down. I'm up at 225-ish. I got to get back down to like 195, 190. So we're all battling something. We're all trying to be the best that we can be. But I just wanted to point it out. D'Angelo was battling pancreatic cancer. And I don't know his situation. I'm not going to pretend to know his situation. I just would tell people, get your screenings, get your checkups. Some of the deaths that I mentioned, maybe they could not have been avoided. And the human body, as I start getting closer and closer to 50, there's just things with your body that can go wrong that you may not be able to control. I have a friend that's in great shape, still has washboard abs, that deals with high blood pressures in his family. He eats right. He exercises. He works out. He's not overweight. But high blood pressure runs in his family, and he was going to struggle with that, even doing the best. We were talking. I once said, hey, what if you didn't take care of yourself? You'd be in much worse shape. What if you did drugs? What if you drank excessively? So there are things. I have Lyme disease. It's not something. It's not my fault that I have Lyme disease. I didn't do something wrong. I didn't mismanage my health care. But I have Lyme disease. As I get older, I'm getting into chronic pain, especially as it starts to get cold. I have Lyme arthritis in my knees, in my feet, in my ankles. I'm in pain. So I have to work with that. And we all have to work with something. But I just want to encourage people, especially Black men, to go and get checkups. You know, things as you get older, checkups on your eye health, checkups, especially if you have high blood pressure, especially if you have diabetes. Kidney disease is taking so many African-Americans out. Like I mentioned, Boss Fife, I think his complications with diabetes, got him on dialysis, and he had to get a transplant. And it's knowing your numbers, knowing your cholesterol, knowing your blood pressure, knowing your blood sugar, knowing your GFR. Those things are important. And I understand that being on tour, I remember Freeway was on this show, and shout out to Freeway and all of the exposure he's done for kidney health. When he was going through what he went through, having to get a transplant and being on dialysis. And then, you know, he said on the show, he said, hey, I was out touring with Rockefeller. I was out drinking and smoking. I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. And I wasn't feeling well. Found out that I was in stage 4 renal failure. Take care of yourselves to the best of your ability. Like I said, I'm not going to wag my finger. I'm not speaking from you got to be like James Lewis and be perfect. We're all struggling with different things, but just make sure you go and get those checkups. It really can save your life. HR Voices, Sirius XM 140.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios.
What stage are you?
3A.
Gone to your lymph nodes.
Your aunt. How bad was she when they caught it?
Bad enough. She didn't last long.
How long?
7 months.
God.
I get it now. That's why you're doing all this. You want to make some cash for your people before you check out.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios. The Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're telling me when I switch to T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes! Also, at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Box of raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana. Peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us and keep your old phone because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.
James Lewis.
You dislike the decisions that I've made.
I do, because they have a poor impact. I feel like CEOs or people managing hospitals should it should be somebody who has a license. But what about a floor.
Oh, so you should not be able to not if you manage don't have a hospital if you don't have a nursing license.
Not a nursing license. It could be an MD.
I've worked with people that said that to me when I've been in executive roles. They're like, well, you're not a nurse. I'm not going to listen to you.
I feel
and I'm like, you are going to listen to me or you're not going to have a job on Tuesday. Like, it's just, let's work together.
I just don't think they really, people who don't come from that clinical background, who have not been on the front, they don't really have
so you don't really respect what I do.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios. The Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.